spring 2017 commencement is this Saturday. Are you ready for the big day?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a time of year if you're on a university campus and you're not excited, you know, I don't know what gets you excited. But to be here at Murray State this time of the year with all of the students who will be graduating, it's just a great time. You know, our official count's going to be north of 1,600. I think the official number that Tracy gave me was 1,629. And that includes graduates of not only May, but also of August. And so that's, the lives that we've touched, those 1,629 students, their families, their communities that they will serve. I mean, it's just a compounding number. So again, it's just a great time of year. Some things too, I think we sometimes lose sight of, because we're here at Murray State and we get to see all this excitement. Through my career, I've been at many universities, and some of the things that happen at Murray State, I think we really got to take stock in because of how it shows the pride of our soon to be graduates in the university. You cannot walk across our campus for this next week and not see individuals in cap and gown getting photographs, really living those memories and the friends and the family that they are bringing. To me, that is just a neat event that occurs, and it's so authentic. I think it's so very, very important. The other part about this, too, is, and this is the double-edged sword, it's going to make up for a long commencement, the percentage of students who graduate who actually walk. At many universities, I mean, they are hoping to get 30%. We're at 75% or thereabouts of the students who walk across commencement. They want to be part, they are part of the Georgia State, and they want to have that moment to celebrate with their family, their friends, the students that they've worked with so hard, to have that moment. And again, those are just some intangible things that just adds to the mystique of Murray State, adds to the tradition of Murray State, adds to the sense of excellence that we have, that our students are that committed to the traditions and whatnot. And also the number of faculty and staff that come out on commencement day. Again, to see them there, to embrace, again, just a very important symbolic moment of really showing the commitment that we have as a family, as a university. We say that a lot, and this is one of those exercises that just gets my goosebumps going. It's just a lot of fun. And over the last week or so, I've been working on my own commencement speech and getting it very short, got to get it down. I understand that. But hearing the stories of our students and some of the things that they have sacrificed or have gone through to be here. You know, one of the neat stories, Kimberly Willett is a BST. She had a job. She quit the job. She moved to Murray. She enrolled, got a job as one of our BSTs, does the night crew, and is working her way through college. And she's going to be walking across the stage. To me, that is just exciting. We've got students from, another student from India who moved to the United States when she was 4 years old, lived in the Bronx since 9/11, moved around multiple times, came to Murray State, was doing well as a chemistry major, found the love of her life, got married, had a baby, dropped out of school, moved around again. They moved back to Kentucky where they started the small business here. She re-enrolled, now is a nursing student. She's walking across the stage, and a very important aspect of that too. Her younger brother is walking across the stage with her. She's going to start the doctorate in nursing practitioner program this fall. Again, many, many stories along those lines. That's what this weekend's all about. And again, just excited to be part of it and excited to greet our graduates as they walk across the stage and however they want to do it. Some will just walk, some will hoot and holler, some will dance, some will do a flip. Last year we had one that tried to do a flip, but was more of a flop, but that's okay. Again, it's just that time for the students to be the spotlight, and to me that is just a really fun occasion.
And there's an honorary doctorate recipient.
Yes, John Williams is receiving his honorary doctorate, outstanding business person, the founder and former CEO of CSI up in Paducah, instrumental in starting the TSM program here at Murray State University, instrumental in starting the Paducah campus and following up with many great things along those lines. His career path and his support of Murray State extends four to five decades. Just an amazing individual, and just honored to be able to bestow on him the honorary doctorate. A great leader, great person for Murray State, someone who's been outstanding for the region, and again, in his own right, he's done so many different things. It's very exciting to have him agree to receive our honorary doctorate.
There's a new partnership with the University of Louisville's 3+3 Accelerated Law Program offering a fast-track law degree for students. What was the impetus behind this?
Well, I point to our faculty in the political science department and working with specifically those that are pre-law and reaching out to the University of Louisville and developing this program. It is a very creative way to have two universities work together to combine the strengths of our political science program with the strengths of the University of Louisville law school program and provide a pathway for students to study at Murray State, to get on that pathway, to find a way to earn their law degree in a much shorter order. I think it's a neat program where the students will spend 3 years here at the Murray State campus, their fourth year as a senior, as a combination of them earning the final classes that will be transferred back to Murray State, as well as taking the first year of the law school. Again, it's at the ability of two universities to work together to create a program and a partnership like this, I think, is very, very important. As we all know, performance funding is part of the mix, everything else. And so for our two universities also to put away the political side and say, what's in the best interest of the students? What's in the best interest of the Commonwealth to meet this need? And again, something I hold high in esteem for our faculty members in the political science area, Dean Stacy Stone, providing excellent leadership in that process, and really developing a airtight proposal that was easy to move forward.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask about the Missouri Valley Conference selecting Valparaiso over Murray State and other universities. It was announcement this week, big news this week. MSU will stay with the Ohio Valley Conference. What are your thoughts on this?
We were in a perfect position. We are proud members. We're founding members of the Ohio Valley Conference. We have great rivalries. We have great universities that we compete against. You know, again, we were presented, and I will say that the Missouri Valley came to us and presented this as a possibility, as an alternative. And there are great advantages, too, if we were selected for the Missouri Valley Conference. That would have helped us in many different ways. Again, a great set of universities and those type of things. We went through the process. They made a decision based on the facts that they have at hand. We commend them on the process. We thank them for the opportunity. It helped us. And whenever you go through a review along these lines, it was very, very intense. But it really confirmed that our athletic department is doing some things extremely well. The first is we have very competitive teams. That, to me, though, is not the most important part. The most important part is the academics that goes along with that. Not only for our student-athletes, which have very solid graduation rates, so there's in the NC2A, it's called APR, Academic Progress Rate, where all of our teams are well above where they're supposed to be. They're well above the averages. To see that and their competitive on the field is very important, but also to see how that translates in supporting and advancing the university in many ways. Over this period of time, we received hundreds of thousands of impressions through various social media, news outlets, and everything else, and it always put Murray State in extremely high esteem to be compared to some of the universities that were talking to us and saying that you're on par with us, to see their rankings and various things. So I think that is extremely important. The outpouring of support from the fans, the alumni, a lot of faculty and staff, too, are very supportive of this discussion, and so I want to thank them as well. Some of the faculty and staff obviously thought, you know, this is not a good idea, and I understand that, too, but it provided a very robust discussion of the where athletics fits within a university. It was not a bad thing to go through whatsoever. We remain in the Ohio Valley Conference. I've received numerous of emails from my presidential peers through the entire process, wishing us luck if it was the right move for us, that it would come to fruition. But at the same time, if it didn't, we're proud members of the Ohio Valley, and we've got great friendships there. And we will continue to go out and do things right. We will compete. We will graduate students. We will be good citizens, and we will represent. And they will represent Murray State in very fine fashion. Who knows where the future holds? We'll just keep on going. But right now, we're excited to focus back in on the year ahead, and we will move forward.